Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 21st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and on this lovely Wednesday morning, when we are preparing it, you may not be listening to it today, but we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Living Better. The scripture text is the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 12:15.
A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
Here in the United States of America, we are accustomed to our mailboxes and newspapers being filled with ad flyers, and we hear the blaring commercials on television that plead with us to buy more stuff. This increases during the holiday season, and especially prior to this coming Friday, when the retail industry hopes people will come off their Thanksgiving celebration with a shopping binge. Some of the, quote, can't resist, end quote, sales have now moved up from Friday to midnight on Thanksgiving. Yesterday, I received an ad flyer from a prominent retailer here in America, and I believe it's an international retailer as well. It had a lot of neat-looking stuff that I, frankly, found appealing. The subtitle of the ad was, Save Money, Live Better.
Interesting the phraseology, save money, when they're really trying to get me and millions of others to spend money in their store. But I know what they mean, essentially claiming that I will save money by buying the item at their store rather than another that costs more. Well, the true fact is, I will save a whole lot more money if I just stay home.
But I especially consider the phrase, live better. If better living is defined by having more stuff, we certainly live better than ever before. Every single item on the front page of this sales flyer was not even available 15 years ago. In fact, as I looked all through the flyer, most of the stuff is new in my lifetime. I'm 53 years of age. Pity our poor ancestors who lived before this stuff was even available. I assume they just didn't get opportunities like us to live better by maxing out their charge cards, like so many Americans do, where consumer debt is now at an all-time high.
Well, actually, most of you listening to our message today, and us as well, are living pretty good as far as stuff. The ever-increasing bar of desire, then expectation, then need, and finally entitlement just keeps raising. We've driven through the poorest sections of Lancaster City, and will so again today, and we always see rows of satellite dishes on the public housing units.
Well, you may not live in a mansion as we define it in our present usage, but relative to the masses in many parts of the world, you're probably doing pretty good. Just look at the photos coming out of Bangladesh. We live in a long period of peace and prosperity, and yet this is one of the most dangerous times for spiritual health.
Jesus said, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." We are so conditioned to equate the essence of the better life with more stuff or our abundance of possessions. Stuff can be an aspect of God's blessing, but we all know it generally provides a hollow, short-lived satisfaction. We keep needing more and more to maintain that satisfaction.
Satisfaction, contentment, and thanksgiving are cousins in their word associations in the English language. Robert Flatt puts it this way, and I quote, "Thanksgiving, like contentment, is a learned attribute. The person who hasn't learned to be content will not be thankful, for he lives with the delusion that he deserves more or something better."
The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4:11, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances."
Well, the old time preacher from Britain from the 1800s, Charles Spurgeon, address the need for contentment with these words, in which I end the devotional part of the message. You say, if I had a little more, I should be very satisfied. You make a mistake. If you are not content with what you have, you would not be satisfied if it were doubled. End quote.
Let's pray. Father, I know that contentment with godliness is of great benefit. It brings about a lasting peace and grateful heart that only you can give. Help me not to focus so much on the material possessions that I lose sight of that which is of vital importance. May the character of my soul and the fruit of my actions be of much greater importance than the perishable goods that capture my attention. I look to you for proper balance in the things you have blessed me with and the attitude in which I receive these good things from your hands. Amen.
Amen. Well, what a good perspective on Thanksgiving Eve here in the United States. And I'm aware that our international readers do not necessarily celebrate a day called Thanksgiving. And I know it's a different day in Canada, but it's a good perspective to have. We have been so blessed, and particularly spiritually blessed in Christ. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have several interesting pictures up that were sent to me, actually. We are friends with a lady. I use her pictures periodically, and I have some pictures taken in eastern Lancaster County from a balloon and looking down on the beautiful Amish country. You can go to the site today, the date, again, November 21st, 2007. This message will be posted or on the website all through the 21st and into the early part of tomorrow, Eastern Time. Also have several links up of resources we believe you will find helpful and perhaps a blessing on Thanksgiving. They either open up to PDF printable pages or, in one case, a web page. Just some ideas to give spiritual meaning to your Thanksgiving. Also have an interesting perspective that Brooke Sheen shares as a footnote that really blessed her. And when she shared it with me, it really is an interesting perspective on being content. And as usual, I do have several links to musical files up today, music that deals with the praise to the Lord that you can click on. It's not our site where they're located, but you can listen to the music. Well, thanks for joining us today. Have a blessed day, and may you experience the true deep satisfaction that comes through knowing Jesus Christ.